It's a rainy Monday in Philadelphia, but there's a lot to look forward to with the first preseason game just 3 days away. Hello, Eagles fans. I'm Chris McPherson, and welcome to Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity. We'll have a different spin on highlights, as it was Kids Day at Lincoln Financial Field, and over 36,000 fans attended the final open practice of this year's training camp. But first on today's show, tight end Zach Ertz led the Eagles in both receptions and yards in 2016. In fact, from November 1st of last season until the end, he was second in the league among all pass catchers in receptions. He still thinks there's a lot of room to improve and has an interesting selection for the team's best offseason addition. He shares it in this one-on-one interview with Alex Smith.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Eagles training camp. I'm Alex Smith, and the man sitting to my left is Eagles tight end Zach Ertz. Zach, training camp number 5 for you already. I mean, where's the time going? Can you believe it's already fifth year in the NFL?
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, the time has just gone by so fast. Luckily, I've played here my entire career. It's truly been a blessing being here in Philadelphia. I've loved it ever since we moved out here 5 years ago now. It's incredible. I don't know really where the time's gone, but it's been an amazing time so far.
What do you remember most about your rookie training camp in 2013?
How lost I was, probably. Stanford's graduation rules didn't prohibit me, or I wasn't allowed to come out here for that whole spring, so being here in August was the first time I'd ever really stepped foot in the city. And everything was a whirlwind. I was blocking guys that were way bigger, way stronger, way faster than me. I just got my butt kicked. It was a humbling experience going against Trent Cole every day. But I think I got better because of it, mentally and physically.
Zach, when you look at the offense last year, the tight ends were a huge part in it. You had over 800 receiving yards. What do you take away from last year when you look back at it?
Yeah, I think obviously it was big year for us, having Carson as our quarterback, knowing who the guy's going to be for the next 15 years, hopefully. And hopefully I'll be with them for all the years coming forward. But it was a good year for the tight ends. We're definitely not satisfied by any means. I think we got a big chip on our shoulder as a group. We got a lot of really talented players in the room. We got an unbelievable coach in Justin Peele. So I think it's going to be a better year this year.
What's the next step for you personally?
I would just think going to the playoffs and winning the playoff game. I mean, I went to the playoffs in 13, my rookie year. We played the Saints in that game, but we lost. And we haven't been back since. We haven't really competed for the division since. So that's the goal this year, is to win the NFC East and then hopefully win a playoff game.
Is there a sense of urgency within the locker room to get back into the playoffs?
For sure. I mean, we don't come out here just to come out here and play. We come out here to win football games. We're not busting our butts in August and even in the spring just to be an average football team. We want to be a great football team. That's the goal this year, and we've been working really hard at it this summer.
Zach, you mentioned it's year two with Carson, but the offense looks a little different this year with the guys on the outside, new receivers brought in, new faces. What will that do for you and the tight end group in the middle of the field?
We'll see. I mean, obviously, we got to go out there and make plays. That's all that really matters at the end of the day. It's going to be a little bit of a learning curve at the beginning just to kind of figure out everything, but I think that started a long time ago in the spring. Guys kind of finding their roles each and every day. I mean, we added two extremely talented, extremely proven guys in Torrey and Alshon, and the whole level of the receiving core has risen because of it. Nelson's had an unbelievable spring and summer. Jordan Matthews getting back healthy, having a great start to camp. Marcus Johnson has looked phenomenal each and every day. He's out here making plays. He's been unbelievable so far this summer. So we got a really talented group. I think Coach Mike Groh is doing an unbelievable job with that crew. Bringing him in was a huge addition for our football team. Probably one of the more underrated things that we did this offseason was signing Mike. So we're excited about the team, excited about that unit.
It seems like there's a new sense of energy, a new sense of focus with this group. Do you feel that?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, year two with Carson, year two with Duck. I mean, there should be a reason for optimism. We got an unbelievable offensive line. We got a proven front seven on defense, extremely talented safeties, and we got a lot of talent on this football team, honestly. So I think there's a huge reason for optimism with this team.
All right, Zach, my last question for you. What's more stressful, game planning or wedding planning?
Well, luckily I didn't have to do much wedding planning. Julie did all of that. The game planning, I would say, is a little more stressful, but I don't really have to do any of that. So I just kind of go out there and show up and make sure I'm at my best for both occasions.
Eagles tight end Zach Ertz, thank you very much for joining us. And thank you all for joining us right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
I told you that Zach's answer for biggest offseason move would surprise you. Now, speaking of big moves, the Eagles added running back LeGarrette Blount this offseason, who at 6 feet, 250 pounds, brings a different dimension to the Eagles' offense to complement Darren Sproles, among others. Last season in New England, he rushed for an NFL-high 18 rushing touchdowns and gained over 1,100 yards on the ground for the Super Bowl champions. The subject of our latest In Focus explains why he chose to sign with the Eagles.
I chose Philly because I thought it was the best fit for me. I like the guys here, you know. I like the way they do things around here, you know. I like the way they play ball, so you know, I feel like this was the perfect fit for me.
LeGarrette Blount, running back. The major factor in me choosing to sign here in Philly was, you know, I like the direction the team is headed. You know, they got a great quarterback. They got a good defense. We got some special things going on here. So, you know, I just definitely wanted to be a part of it.
So he's going to lean the back. So you're trying to make a jump cut or a cut going full speed. Everybody understand that?
It's awesome working with Deuce, man. I've been a fan of his for a long time, and it's an honor to be able to have a chance to work with him. You can get his input from a player and a coach's perspective. I appreciate him going to back to get me here. Something that I could share with the young guys that could help them in their journey is just my experience. It takes a lot to be good in this league, knowing the things that you have to do to prepare yourself for a game, and just looking up to players like Darren, you know, someone who's played for as long as he's played. Take parts of his routine and build your own, and you'll be pretty successful.
When you get tired, man, you got to pick your legs up. You're just tired. Ready? Two, go.
Something I would like to focus on, just continue to learn the playbook. Make sure I get down all my assignments and everything that I need to go into the training camp and be competitive. I want to make sure that I can go in there and compete at a high level, not having to worry about making mistakes. Personally, I would just like to bring, you know, hard nose downhill running. I get worked up off of, you know, running people over, making big plays, and it can energize the defense. It can energize the offense. It's a momentum builder, you know, so we got a lot of guys over here that can make plays, and I just wanted to contribute to that.
You missed out on quite a fun time if you weren't at Sunday's open practice. You probably also disappointed the kids who wanted to go. Shame on you for that. At the very least, you can check out these highlights after the break.
He's found the end zone over 17 times. Today, he is a professional football watcher because he has NFL Red Zone from NFL Network on Xfinity. Become a pro fan only with Xfinity. Don't wait. Click today.
Growing up, I used to watch those old blooper reels of players falling over themselves and getting into all kinds of funny situations on the field. Since it was Kids Day at the Link on Sunday, we decided to take a different approach to the highlights package. Let us know what you think. That'll do it for this edition of Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity. On Wednesday, the eve of the first preseason game against the Green Bay Packers, we'll have exclusive access with defensive backs coach Corey Unlin, who's getting a young group of cornerbacks ready for the upcoming season, so you will not want to miss that. I'm Chris McPherson. Thank you very much for joining us, and have a great Eagles Day.